Ladies and guys who want to help me celebrate my birthday, Andy here. This is the Kill You're in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. This is going to be a very chilled, laid-back sort of podcast. Why? Because it's my birthday today. That means I get to be a lazy son of a bitch and do whatever the fuck I want. And I want to do a lazy, shitty podcast in my lazy, shitty room where everything is a fucking mess because I'm trying to reorganize it. So I thought we would have a pretty fun, kind of chilled podcast today. And I thought I'd go over, you know, the changes that I've made over the last, I think it's been about 6 years now. So I'm 34 today. I thought we'd talk about where I started with my self-improvement. We'll leave out all the depression and stuff because I worked through all that shit before I started working on my sex life. So we'll take it from about age 28 up until now, you know, 34, obviously, as of today. So when I first started improving myself, like really trying to get laid and really going hard with improving my appearance, losing a bunch of weight, all that kind of stuff, I was about 28. That was when I first started going outside and saying, I'm going to learn to talk to girls, you know, I'm going to overcome my approach anxiety, I'm going to work through all this shit, I'm going to actually try and get laid. And since then, this has been like the world's biggest roller coaster. You got to understand, when I first started my self-improvement, or when I first started trying to get laid, I didn't even really tell myself that I wanted to get laid. All I really wanted was for a couple of women to be nice to me. And that would have been all I could have hoped for. And then to be looking back 6 years ahead at everything that's happened and everything I've done and everything I've achieved over the last 6 years is kind of like weird. I don't think old Andy would believe any of the shit that I've done since then, you know, like having sex with however many women it is at this point in time, having 20, I think it's like 25 threesomes now, as in different girls in threesomes, many of them repeat threesomes. So it's like 100 and something threesomes at this point in time. Like if you went back and told old Andy that, I'd call you a goddamn liar. I'd be like, you're a piece of, you're fucking telling me lies, bro. Like there's no way I can have one threesome, let alone a couple of hundred or 100, whatever it is. I've lost count. And I want to make it really clear, because a lot of you guys, when you come to me, you know, for coaching or just on my forums, or when you just comment in the YouTube's comments, you'll be at a point where you think that this shit isn't possible for you. There'll be a million different reasons why, you know, you're not tall enough, you're not good looking enough, you're too old, you're too fat, you're too anxious, whatever it is. Limiting beliefs, right? I had all of those limiting beliefs when I first started. I didn't even think women would be nice to me, because all I'd had in the past was abusive relationships where they treated me like shit and I treated them like shit. And it was fucking awful for like 8 years worth of 8 or 9 years worth of just abusive hell. And I thought that was what I deserved. I thought that was all I was going to get. And so when I came to the self-improvement or the get laid community, I started with a website called Good Looking Loser. Shout outs to that guy. He's fucking awesome. His name is Chris. He doesn't run the website much anymore, but you know, that website helped me immeasurably. When I first came there, I didn't even think it would be possible for women to be nice to me, let alone like threesomes, a bunch of sex, sex in public, BDSM, you know, all that kind of crazy shit. I really didn't think any of that was going to be possible. And so I want to make it damn clear for all of you listening, for any of you who have those doubts or can I make it? Is it possible? Do I have too far to go? Is it too late for me? Am I too short? All of that kind of stuff. You absolutely can. The motto of my website is if I can do it, you can do it too. I wasn't special. I still have a hell of a long way to go. And we'll talk about that in a second. But you don't have to believe that success is possible in order to get there. I certainly didn't for most of it. I haven't really believed success was going to be possible for almost anything I've done. Like, I didn't think I'd get laid, and I did. I certainly didn't think I could build a coaching business, and I have. I didn't even think I could pay the bills from coaching, and now I can. I didn't think anyone would sign up for my Patreon when I set it up, and people have. There's like 27 of you on there. I didn't think that anyone would join my group coaching program, the Become a Winner program. I didn't think anyone would join that. There's like 15 people in there now. I didn't think any of this shit was ever going to be possible. I didn't think women would even be nice to me, but I still did the work. I showed up. I put in the effort. I made daily changes, only little tiny baby steps every single day. And then I got there almost accidentally, almost without meaning to, right? Like I improved my Tinder pictures. I improved my looks. I went to the gym, all that kind of stuff. I lost weight. You just have to take tiny little baby steps. You don't have to believe that success is possible. You don't have to believe that you can climb Mount Everest. You just do it one step at a time. Just start anyway. Even if you think that whatever limiting belief you have is going to stop you from actually achieving success, even if you're absolutely convinced that it's true and, you know, I'm too old or I'm too this, like, take action anyway. What have you got to lose? What are you going to sit there on the couch and watch Netflix and do nothing with your life? At least try for a little bit. Try for 6 months. Give it 6 months. You don't have to do anything amazing. Obviously, put in some effort, but give it 6 months. And I think a lot of you guys will find in 6 months of self-improvement, the world opens up for you. People treat you nicer. People compliment on you on losing weight or dressing better or getting a new haircut or shaving your head off or whatever the fuck you've done to self-improve, getting tattoos, getting a tan, whatever it is, whitening your teeth. People will start giving you feedback on that. Girls will start treating you nicer. You'll start having more success, especially like on Tinder or if you walk up to girls in person. You know, just take these tiny little baby steps and you'll start getting that feedback loop. Because I think too many of you look ahead and you say, I've got to climb Mount Everest. I got to get up to here before I will be happy with myself or before I will be satisfied or before I can say that I'm, you know, on other people's levels, before I can say I'm good enough, basically. The thing is, you get constant feedback during the self-improvement journey. You only have to go from like here to here, like a tiny little, for those of you listening to the audio, a tiny little step up. Right? You only have to take a tiny little step before you get some feedback. You will start feeling better. Friends will start telling you, hey, shit, dude, you seem more confident. You look better. You're blah, 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 blah. You'll get feedback. Girls will start treating you nicer. People at work will compliment you. Family members will compliment you. People on my forums will compliment you. You'll start getting that feedback. And then that snowballs. That gives you motivation to go to the next level and then the next level and the next level. It's constantly self-reinforcing. You get like constant feedback the entire time you're self-improving. So please don't think that you have to go from like step zero to like step 100 before it feels good or before it's worth it. It's worth it every single step. That's why I say just jump in there and take some fucking action. So we'll take a step back. I got to remember not to lean away from this microphone. I got to have it really close to my mouth. It's a new microphone. I'm not used to it yet. So from when I started at about age 28, right, when I first started talking to girls, I had to go through an approach anxiety program, which is free. You know, go onto goodlookingloser.com and search for the approach anxiety program. That's the one that I did. Teaches you how to talk to women and all that sort of stuff out in public. I went through that. That was like this epic journey in itself. I've done podcasts before and articles about what I went through with that journey. From there, I started working on Tinder, taking new pictures, losing weight, all that kind of stuff. Got to a point where I got pretty decent at Tinder. Then I started trying the BDSM pictures because I got sick of having like dates that didn't end up in sex, or I hadn't made it clear enough that I was looking for sex. And so we'd go on a date. I'd try and make a move or I'd invite her back to my place and she'd kind of just be like, no, thanks. And like that was just happening way more than I wanted. So I started using BDSM pictures, like sexual pictures on Tinder. So then from there, every single girl I met would have sex with me on the first date. Do you know how much of a fucking like head fuck that was for me? I never thought something like that was possible. I had this long limiting belief for like 2 years that you could never have sex with a girl on the first date. And I saw other people doing it and I was like, yeah, but they're players. They're cool. I'm not those things. I can't do that shit. That's not me. I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice boy. I'm a boyfriend material kind of guy. So that was a huge like fucking jump for me. From there, I started having, it wasn't long after that, that I had my first threesome with my current girlfriend, Imogen, and her best friend, who was also a fucking virgin. So that was like a weird fucking first time threesome for me, right? Like a girl who's never had sex with anyone, let alone had a threesome, and neither of them had had a threesome and neither had I. We got drunk. It was like 10 hours of like drunken debauchery. Like it was fucking insane. Like we had sex from, I think we met at like 9 p.m. or something, 10 p.m. something. Like, I can't remember what time we met. We met like in the evening. And then we were having sex until like 5 in the morning when the other chick had to go to work. And like I was having sex that entire time. My dick didn't work for like 3 days after that. It was like chafed and like red and sore because I just like had too much. I had to take fucking Cialis like halfway through, like Viagra. But that was like the best, that's got to be one of the wildest sexual experiences of my life. Like one of them would go to sleep because she just got too tired. So I'd fuck the other one. And then that one would get too tired and want a nap. So then I'd go and wake the other one up and have sex with her. Like it was fucking crazy, right? I never thought something like that was possible. And even after I did that, I posted on my, because I kept a log. You can go and check it on my website on killyourinaloser.com. I've got logs of all this sort of shit. I've kept like detailed logs and notes and all that sort of stuff. But I remember at the time saying, I don't think I can do this again. I think this was a fluke. This wasn't me. Yeah, I just had like 10 hours of the best threesome sex that I could ever imagine. Like, it was like a million times better than I ever thought a threesome would be. It was like mind-blowingly good. But this isn't me. I'm a fraud. You know, this was an accident. Whatever weird limiting beliefs I had, I kind of just made excuses and said, I can't do this again. And then guess what? A couple of weeks later, I did it again. And then I did it again. And then I did it again. And now it's like, it doesn't take any fucking effort to have a threesome. Are you serious? It's as easy. I wouldn't say it's as easy. It's like 80% as easy as having sex by myself. It takes like no extra effort. The only difficulty is really making sure Imogen and I are both attracted to the girl. But we've got like a whole plan of how we've gotten better at that too. Like, we go on a date, we have like a little code that we'll tell each other, like fucking hand signals and shit to say if we're into her or not. You know, we usually don't invite her back until the second date so that we get the first date to really make sure both of us like her. Like, we've figured out the solution to that. But I never would have thought a threesome in general was possible, let alone getting to a point where it's like, you're in an open relationship. I mean, open, it's like half open, I guess. It's not like the technical definition of open. We sleep with girls together. Like, I never would have thought that's possible. I never would have thought any girl would go for that or want that or be comfortable with that or even enjoy that. I mean, Imogen fucking loves it. I thought, like, if I can even find a girl that would put up with it, then that's like a victory. Let alone a girl who's like, yeah, it's fun. I like having sex with girls. It's fun. It's good fun. It turns me on like crazy. Like, what the fuck is that? I never thought any of this shit would have been possible. I never thought it would be possible to walk up to a girl that you've never met before. Never met in your entire life, on the street, talk to her, 2 hours later, your penis is in her vagina. Like, I never thought that shit would be possible. I never thought that it would be possible to have sex in public. God knows how many times I've done that at this point in time. I've lost count. You know, at university campuses, in fucking public parks, bathrooms, public toilets, I've done that a couple of times. Like, I never would have thought any of that shit would be possible. I have come so much further, pun intended, I have come so much further than I ever would have thought would be possible. Like, I never would have thought any of this shit would be possible. That like, this isn't, you guys have to understand, the Andy from 6 years ago didn't think this shit would be possible. I wasn't that guy, so to speak. I wasn't the kind of person who could do this shit. I wasn't the kind of person who was allowed, air quotes, to do this shit. I wasn't supposed to be able to get this far. I really didn't think I would even complete the approach anxiety program and be able to talk to girls on the street, let alone even have some of them be nice to me, let alone go on dates with some of them. Like, my first five dates that I went on with, the first five girls I went on dates with, I was like, in my mind, I was like, I wasn't supposed to get this far. This is like bonus content or something. I've gotten further than I was supposed to. I was supposed to like have a game over, you know, several dates ago. Why are you on this date with me? Like, this isn't supposed to happen. And I have just, this has been a long, the last 6 years has been a long process of like constantly going further and further and further than I ever would have thought possible. And every time I hit a wall where I have a limiting belief and I think, I can't do this, right? I can't pay all my bills from coaching. I can't pay all my bills from talking into a fucking, you know, camera and putting content up and having people pay me for my advice. Like, that's not possible. That's like a pipe dream. You know, I'll never be able to quit this shitty job. I was working in a warehouse, you know, 1.5 hour commute to that warehouse. I was busting my fucking ass at that job. And I never would have thought that I would be able to even quit that job and support myself full time, let alone like get to the point we're at right now. Like, right now we're earning about $8,000 a month. Like, that's going to absolutely skyrocket over the next couple of like, you know, months or years or whatever. Like, I have no doubt that we'll get to a point where we're just like fucking kicking ass. And then the exciting thing about that is, I can start giving you guys money-making advice. I can start teaching you what I've learned. I can start saying like, here's how I did it. Like, I want you guys to join me here. And so this has been like this weird process of every time I hit a wall and I'm like, this is it. Like, I can't go any further than this. Like this is the limits of me as a person or my capacity or my self-improvement journey has to stop here. It always ends up being complete BS. And then like 6 months later, you look back and you're like, why did I ever think, like, you guys got to understand, there was a point where I thought I can't earn a single dollar from my website, like $1. We went through about a 5 month period where I was trying, I wasn't trying fully hard, but I was like trying reasonably hard to earn my first dollar from Kill You're in a Loser. And I thought that would be impossible. I remember so many conversations with my girlfriend Imogen where I was like, if I could just earn $1, I could say I've made it. Like, I honestly thought $1 is impossible. Just one single dollar. I was like, who would give me a dollar? Like, why would someone give me a dollar? That was my limiting belief. And so I've had so many limiting beliefs over the last like 6 years of doing this shit, of self-improvement, of trying to get laid, whatever it is you want to call this. And they have all been so fundamentally bullshit that every time someone comes to me and says, oh, I can't get laid because of this, or, you know, it's different for me because of this, or I can't have a threesome. How many of you guys have, you know, I recently reached out to a bunch of you on my forums and my email list and said, I'm going to do some training in the future on how to have a threesome. It'll be $150, super fucking affordable, super cheap. It'll be like a 3 day long course, probably everything you could ever need to know, live training. You'll be able to ask me questions, all that kind of shit about how to have a threesome. By the way, if you're interested in that, email me, go to, I guess I'll leave a link in the description below, or just go to killyourinnerloser.com, click on the contact button and send me an email. Tell me that you're interested, that $150 sounds good to you and that you're willing to sign up. So I put that shit out there, right? I said, I'm going to do this shit in the future, in the next couple of months, when I've got enough of you signing up. Do you know how many people either posted on my forums or emailed me privately and said, I really want to do, I would love to do this. This sounds like an amazing fucking opportunity, but I don't think I can have a threesome. I don't think that's me. Like, guys, that is the kind of shit that I used to say. Like, do you know, one of the frustrating things of getting further ahead, getting to a point where people pay attention to you and listen to you, where you're like a content creator or an educator, whatever you want to call me, an expert, so to speak, is that people will look at the current version of you and compare themselves to that current version and say, well, Andy right now can have threesomes, but that's not me. It's like, do you not understand? I can't make it any more clear. I've said this in a million podcasts. It's on my website in a million different articles. I have a fucking article about my transformation. I have an article about my depression and how I overcame it. I have articles about my negative thoughts. I have articles about how full of doubt I am. I have articles about how I quit my warehouse job and how I wrote these like angst-filled, like pain-filled articles, long articles about how horrible it was for me working at this warehouse and how I don't think I'll ever be able to quit, how I don't think I'm going to make it, but I have to just keep trying anyway. Like, guys, I went through all of the shit that you're currently feeling right now. It's such a fallacy to look at the current version of whoever you're taking advice from and saying, oh, but that person's ahead of me, so therefore I can't do what they've done because I'm not them. It's like, yeah, you're not them, but you are the same person that they were when they started. Look at I've kept a fucking log. There are no excuses for you to say, Andy's further ahead of me, I can't do what he's done because I'm not him. It's like, go on my website, read through all the old logs. I've kept that shit up. I will keep that shit up. I will never delete that shit. All the stuff I wrote when I was working at, there are logs from 6 years ago. I have like a detailed fucking log that's like, there's like 500 entries. Okay, that's an exaggeration. There's like 100 and something entries in that log. It's like this long log of how I defeated my approach anxiety, how I learned to talk to women, all the shit that I went through. I did video logs so you can see me, see the difference in confidence, see what a scared little boy I used to be back then. I did a video on my depression where I talked through all of that shit. I've kept logs. There are no excuses to say, Andy's ahead of me, therefore, like, he's a different class of person. Whatever weird fucking limiting belief you have, I'm not good enough. I can't do what he's done. Like, please. I used to think all of the same shit that you guys hit me with all the time. Half of my coaching calls are someone saying to me, I have this limiting belief. Do you think I can't do it? And I'm like, bro, that's exactly the kind of shit that I used to think and I did it. So why would you be any different? And they're like, oh man, okay, wow. I didn't know that you used to think that. And it's like, I've made it so abundantly clear. You're just not listening. You're too caught up in your own head, in your own neuroses, in your own fears, in your own insecurities to go back and actually pay attention to the things that I said when I was full of doubt. The things that I will say to you right now, I have doubts that I can get huge in the gym. I've had these doubts for the last 15 years of my life, since I was like 20. I am now currently paying a bodybuilder because I finally decided, okay, enough fucking around. I need to get big. I need to get huge. I need to stop wasting time and being a skinny little twink. It's time to actually build the body that I want. I don't think I can make it. I have a weekly coaching call with this bodybuilder guy of mine, this coach, and the weekly coaching calls are pretty much always me saying, I don't think I can make it. Can you please tell me that I can make it? That's like the entire contents of the fucking 45-minute calls that we have is like, can you please tell me that I can make it? Can you tell me that I can do this? Can you tell me that my limiting beliefs are wrong? Can you tell me that you've had clients who are, you know, the same genetics as me or the same excuses as me who've made it? And every time he just goes, yeah, you can make it. And he'll give me evidence. And he'll, like, I have to trust on blind faith that I can make it. I don't think I can. Right now, I look you in the fucking camera in the eyes and tell you, I don't think I can get big. Like, that's a limiting belief. And then we're going to look back in a year or two, probably 2 years, hell, a year. We're going to look back in a year and I'm going to reference this video or this podcast most likely. And I'm going to say, remember when I didn't think that I could get big? Remember a year ago, I didn't think I could make it. Like fucking 4 months ago, I said, I can't earn enough money from my coaching to pay the bills. Now I'm earning $8,000 a month. That's only going to go up over time. But like 4 months ago, I was like, there's no way that's possible. It's just not possible. It's too high. I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not confident enough. I'm not good enough at helping people. I'm not, like, whatever weird limiting beliefs I have all of those same ones about the gym. And so, and I've had them about everything else, money, girls, social stuff, getting confident, learning to like myself, overcoming depression for sure. What else haven't I said? Coaching, being a decent coach. There you go. Building an audience. I never thought anyone would follow. And we're only just fucking beginning, guys. Like this podcast only gets about 30,000 downloads a month, which on the grand scheme of things is good. Sure. But that's like beginner shit. That's like little league shit. So we got a long way to go. But like, I never would have even thought that this, there was a time where I was like 100 downloads a month would be amazing. Right? That's like, you know, 5 people listening to 20 podcasts a month. I don't even think, why would anyone listen to my shit? Now, like I said, there's like 30,000 downloads a month. That's like such a ridiculously long, it's only been like, 7 months of doing this shit, right? You will have limiting beliefs the entire time that you're improving yourself. You will. They will always be there. They never go away. The doubts never go away. What you do get better at, though, is reminding yourself, and this is why I say you need to achieve things. You need to reach your goals. You need to set goals and then make them happen. The more goals you achieve, the more you sort of, every time you hit one of those stumbling blocks or those roadblocks or those limiting beliefs, you can kind of look back and go, yeah, but I had a limiting belief about XYZ, or I had a limiting belief about like the gym or girls or making money or making friends or losing weight, whatever it is. I've had limiting beliefs about every single one of those things, but then I achieved them anyway. So even though my brain right now is telling me that this current goal is impossible, like for me personally, an example, you know, obviously the gym getting big, my brain says that's not possible, Andy, that's not you. You can't do that shit. Anyone else can do that shit. A ton of your clients can do that shit. A ton of people you know can do that shit, but not you. You remind yourself in those moments when you have those doubts, yeah, but I thought the same limiting beliefs about all that other shit and I did all that. So maybe I have to trust on blind faith that this limiting belief is also bullshit because all the other ones were bullshit. Why would this one be any different? Even though my brain is telling me this one is different, my brain said that about all the other ones too. My brain said all the other ones were different too and were a special exception and, you know, unique excuses or problems or hurdles or whatever that I couldn't overcome. Like, that's why I say, work on your goals, achieve things, bust your ass, take daily steps, like work towards something and make it happen so that then the next time you have a limiting belief, because you will probably always have limiting beliefs for almost everything you set out to achieve, like achieving greatness means you will have a million doubts, right? Because by definition, achieving something great or doing something elite is something that it's rare. Most people don't do that. So you don't have a lot of evidence around you that it's possible. In fact, you have a lot of evidence that it's not, because in your mind, you're like, yeah, but all these other people didn't build like a massive business or didn't lose a bunch of weight or do any of this. Like they're all fat, they're all lazy, they're all unhappy. So maybe because it's so rare, it's really hard to do an impossible. You have to put that shit aside, not worry about other people and just get to work. And I promise you, as you start getting success, as you start taking those baby steps and building yourself up, you don't even have to reach a goal. You just have to like get to the next level. Like lose 5 pounds, which any human being on the planet can do in like a month and a half of going slow. 2 months if you go really conservative and really slow. Achieve that and go, oh, fuck. I just did something pretty decent, pretty hard. Maybe I can get to the next goal. Maybe I can lose the next 5 pounds. And you kind of just keep chipping away at it little by little. It's not glamorous. Your goals don't usually happen in one like giant leap. You will take massive action sometimes. You will have giant leaps forward. But for the most part, most of your success comes from little baby steps and chipping away at it. And then by the time you get closer to your goal, you're like, do you know what? Like, I think I can do this. Maybe I should move on to the next goal. You'll move on to the next goal. You'll achieve that. Like life will be a series of you constantly thinking, I can't do this. And then you do it and prove yourself wrong. And then you go, okay, what's the next thing I think I can't do? And that has been my last 6 years. It has. It's been like, I can't do this. Okay, I did it. I can't do this. Okay, I just did it. I can't do this. Okay, I just did it. I can't do this. Okay, I just did it. And so in my mind, I still have like a bunch of goals left that I think I can't do. I don't think I can earn a massive amount of money. Let's say $50,000 a month. I know there are people earning more than that, but for me, 50,000, you know, we're talking US dollars here. 50,000 US dollars a month in my head is like, that's insane. That's not possible. That's impossible. That's like an overwhelming amount of money. That's just disgusting. Like, what would you even do with that money? It's not possible. But I know I'm going to achieve that. I don't know when I will achieve that, but because every other time I've had one of those thoughts, it's been bullshit. I can just trust on blind faith that I'll do this too. I won't feel like I'm going to make it. The whole time I'll feel like a fraud. The whole time I'll have doubts and I'll go, how would I make that much money? How could I build an audience that big? Why would people give me money? It's like, but I will get there. Another one is getting big in the gym, like I said. But I have to trust that, yes, I have doubts that this will happen, but I did every other time. So I bet you I get huge. I bet you in 2 years, I'm fucking muscular and massive. And we look back and we all giggle about how, you know, remember when skinny twink Andy didn't think that he could be lean with abs and fucking massive muscles. Remember, we all thought that was like not possible. So the takeaway that I want you guys to take from this is you are most likely always going to have doubts and insecurities and uncertainties and limiting beliefs about pretty much everything you do. It's like a never-ending process. That's what the last 6 years has been for me. But you have to almost not believe those thoughts and just take a little bit of action anyway. I get at the start, if you have some severe limiting beliefs, you're only going to be able to take like a little baby action because you're going to go like, why would I go all in when I'm probably going to fail? That's fine. Eventually, you will need to go all in. Like, success requires you to go all in and really bust your ass. But at the start, if you can just get yourself to take one little tiny baby step a day, just do one like little tiny incy-wincy thing every single day and just try and be consistent. That's why I talk about approaching one girl a day. If you can't do that, going outside every single day and just walking around and looking at women and trying to hit on them. And even if you fail a million times, that doesn't matter. Eventually, you will talk to one. Or doing the Approach Anxiety Program and just spending 15 minutes a day on it so that you can learn to talk to women. Or going on Hinge and Tinder and just messaging 20 girls a day, 10 girls a day, 5 days, fucking one girl a day if you're starting at the absolute beginning. If you're really depressed, that's why I talk about just make your bed every single day. I stole that from Jordan Peterson, but my mother also gave me the same advice years before Jordan Peterson ever wrote his book. Just make your bed every day. Do the chores every day. Wash the dishes every day. Just do like little tiny things that you can do every single day. Eventually, that'll add up. That'll build up. You'll get to a point where you can go all in. You start to believe that success is possible. Then you will go more in. You'll try a lot harder. Blah, 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 blah. If you listen to this whole podcast and you feel like you still want some motivation, you still want some energy, you still want a cheerleader, so to speak, you want someone to help you, I offer group coaching. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I'll leave links in the description below to both of those. Hit me up. Please don't think that you have to struggle and do this alone. I think one of my biggest regrets ever is that I tried to do too many things by myself early on. And recently I've started, like in the last year or so, I've started going like, I can't let my ego or my, because for me it was ego that like I have to do everything myself. It was also like a fear of going all in, really. I wasted so much time because I didn't let other people help me. I didn't pay other people to help me. I didn't invest and let other people help me. Recently, I've started letting my bodybuilder coach that I see make me get big. I don't think I could do it on my own. I really don't think I could. I've also started investing in coaching programs, like how to be a better coach, how to make more money, how to have a better website, how to get better at explaining to people what your coaching is and shit like that. I've started investing in myself, basically. So please take it from me. Don't be too good for coaching. Too many of you guys, I will offer coaching and you'll say, yeah, but like, I can do it by myself, blah, blah, blah. And then you just fuck around for like 2 years, waste 2 years, and then hit me up. Do you know how many people have hit me up for coaching and gone, I wish I could do it 2 years ago when my prices were cheaper too, by the way, because prices are going up. Like, obviously, the better you get at something, the more you charge. So please, if you need coaching, don't be too good for it. If you're depressed, you know, any of that sort of stuff, hit me up. It's very affordable, especially the group coaching is much, much, much more affordable. Please hit me up. And, you know, I'm going to end every one of these podcasts with the same line. Let's all go out and crush our goals together, guys.